to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
I knew I was gonna hear this song today.
I love that. Well, you can eat a lot of peaches at Schneff Farms.
That's awesome.
Well, let's talk peach specifics.
Okay.
What types of varieties do y'all have at the farm?
We grow 8 different varieties at the farm, and I'll give you the what I consider to be the 2 best. Early Grand, they're a great peach, and they're a great big peach, and then Florida Prince, which are kind of a medium-sized peach. But we also have Springcrest and Florida King, Super Lady, Super Z, Snow Angel, which is a white peach, one of my favorite peaches because it's just the flavor is different. There's no acid in that peach. It's just really amazing. And then we have a mystery peach, which we've named the Schneff peach.
Because
I planted it about 25 years ago, and I don't have any record of what variety it is, but it does so well. And so I sent a bunch of clippings off to a nursery in California, and they have grafted a bunch of new in. So I have a whole new orchard of the Schneff peach planted. So those are varieties that we grow. But the 2 best, you know, people ask me all the time, what should I get? I always recommend Early Grand and Florida Prince if you can find them at the local nurseries.
How big will a peach tree get?
You know, it'll get up to about 15 feet tall if you let it, but we never let a tree get that tall. We trim our trees from the time that they're just tiny little sticks, and we shape it. All of our peaches are picked by the public, and we don't want any ladders out there because the public on ladders are just lawsuits waiting to happen. So we keep the public off of those ladders. We trim those trees so that they're low to the ground. And you can reach all of the peaches by just standing on the ground and reaching up in there. You don't need ladders of any kind. But you have to trim them. And that's one of the things people don't understand when they plant a peach tree in their backyard is if you don't trim it, then it's going to get taller and it's going to get to the point where it's going to be hard to reach those peaches.
Now, a peach tree doesn't start producing in the first year, though.
It doesn't. It usually takes 3 to 4 years from the time we get our trees in from a nursery in California, and they're bare roots. So they're really small. They've just been grafted into a different rootstock, which strengthens the tree and makes it a good producer. We plant those. It takes 3 to 4 years before they start. And then they'll produce about 20 years before their production life starts to wane and the trees start to die off. And at that point in time, we usually tear out the orchard, cut it all up for firewood, or chip it and put it back in, because all of our orchards are chemical free. And so we do a lot of composting, and we'll put that back in there, put all the compost back in there to give the nutrients there. But about 20 years is the life of a peach tree, and it might live longer, but it'll stop producing or slow down on producing, and it's just time to replace it after that. And that's the life of a peach tree.
Better than pistachio trees. It takes about 7 to 8 years for those to fruit, and we used to grow pistachio trees.
We did that too. My dad planted 80 acres of pistachio trees in the 70s, and we grew them for over 10 years. Never got a single nut, so it was the most expensive firewood we ever grew on the farm.
You should talk to Dad. We got some pretty good pistachios out of ours.
If I had any, I would definitely visit with him, so.
Now, how do you thin them? I mean, this is a tree you've got to manage the bud growth, or else you're going to end up with a lot of little grape-sized peaches.
And that's exactly right. That's a super point. Most people, you know, you got to baby these peach trees. These are not just things that you plant and ignore. If you want a crop off of it, they'll bloom, and you could have as many as 10 or 12 little peaches on a limb in a peach tree. So you want to thin those down so that there's about 3 per limb and that they're spaced a little bit if you can do it that way. Otherwise, they just stay really small. The tree doesn't produce enough sugar in order to mature that many peaches, and they'll never get sweet. So if you want a good peach, you've got to go out and pay attention and have about 3 peaches per limb.
Which is hard, because thinning is just, I'm losing my crop.
Carrie does that to me every year. I only have 2 guys that do this, and they go out and thin. And, you know, there's just like thousands and thousands of little baby peaches the size of a pea on the ground. It's just, oh, my gosh, Mark, you've ruined the crop.
It's a psychological issue. You've just
It
gotta...
is.
Yeah, you have to get beyond it, because it's part of growing a good peach.
Now, when is the harvest time for this? And one of the reasons y'all have eight different varieties is it spreads out your season because you'd mentioned her, 10 days.
It does. Here in Arizona, it's hot when you pick peaches, unlike other parts of the country where the season is longer and you can take several weeks to pick the peaches. You've got about 10 days, and I wanted a longer season than that. So I found varieties that are staggered. They're ready at different times. So we start picking peaches the end of April, the earliest peaches in the whole country. And we do that. It's the variety. It's the soil conditions that we have in Queen Creek, which is a wonderful sandy loam soil. And it's our weather. It's our hot weather. So then we just go from orchard to orchard as they ripen up. And then we wrap it up about the 1st of June. Nectarines come in during that May time period as well as our apricots. And so we're growing all of those. And those are all you pick as well.
How do you manage the birds?
Oh, we don't. You know, the birds get their share. We have too many trees to try to cover. In the old days, we used to use bangers that made loud noises, and we hung stuff in the trees. And they just get their share. But if for people who have a few trees in their backyard, there are some things that you can do. You can put netting over them. You can put like old CDs in there that spin and kind of reflect light to scare them. You can put some other stuff. Birds are pretty smart, though.
They are smart.
They're smart and persistent. And so you kind of if you've got just a few trees in your backyard, you have to really really work at saving them from the birds.
Well, if there's anyone that knows how to manage crowds, you guys do, don't you? People crowds, bird crowds. That's so neat, though, and I'm so excited that we're going to still get to pick peaches at Schneff Farms.
Oh, my gosh, and it's not just the peach picking, but the bakery's still open. You know, we're still going to be baking pies and cinnamon rolls, and we're still just, we're just not going to be having the 15,000-20,000 people on one weekend. We just want to spread people out and give people a much more enjoyable experience. You'll be able to drive right to the orchards. We pick your peaches and pay for them right in the orchard. Then you can drive back to the bakery and pick out whatever's there that looks good. And
yeah,
of course we have all of our jams and salsas and those sorts of things made out of peaches as well. So it's peach season at Schneff Farms from the end of April all through the month of May. So we hope people will come out and pick some awesome peaches. You just don't realize how good those peaches can be when you pick them ripe off of tree.
And even if you just go to enjoy the experience, a farm that's catering to the public, agritourism, they'll satisfy your five senses. And that's one of the things, the sights, the smells, the taste. You just go into the Schneff, the market store, and you can smell, especially during peach season, because they're baking peach pies. This is the same thing for Apple Annie's, some of the other agritourism places that we have. If you go up to Dewey and go to Mortimer Farms, same thing. You walk into their little store, their little country store, and your senses come alive because you can smell the smells, see the sights and the tastes, and it's pretty special.
We were looking up a couple of those. You had the Marana Pumpkin Patch. They also have train rides there, kind of like a little McCormick Park, but down just north of Tucson. A little west of Tucson, you've got the Buckaloo Farm.
The Buckaloo Farm, they've been around for quite some time. It's really big time during the harvest, the pumpkin. In fact, one of the things I was going to say about going to the Schneff Farms website, they've already got all their schedules and highlights. So if you're planning way out when it's at its peak for some of these farms is during October, they've already got all their dates for their October pumpkin patch stuff.
We do. And one of the fun things that we offer at the farm, and I mentioned a little earlier, is the glamping. Glamping is glamorous camping. There's different versions of it. But at Schneff Farms, it's vintage Airstream trailers. And they are just amazing. This is Carrie's project. She bought them. They were a wreck. She worked with the carpenter to redo them. And it's overnight accommodations. It's Queen Creek's first little hotel. But you can actually stay on the farm. We have bicycles. You can ride around on the farm. So if you're coming out for peach picking, you might want to come out and just spend the night out there, too, have an overnight experience.
And I think that's probably what it's going to take for us. We are outside of Wickenburg.
You're
so
a long ways
I mean,
away.
The distance for just a day trip and back. But now that we've got a little Airstream, everyone hang out in for the night, break up that travel time a little bit.
And you've got four kids, so Romy, you need to do that. They would so love that. Or are you just thinking of like a little honeymoon weekend?
No, they're at the age, most of them would travel with us. The freshmen in high school might check out.
And they're rodeo kids, so they're used to
You know, traveling with the family and staying in trailers.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Doing a little research for this, aside from just tasting great, there's a lot of health benefits to peaches.
Oh my gosh, peaches are just full of all kinds of vitamins, and they're fresh. And all of ours are chemical free, and so that's just a little added bonus. Here in Arizona, we don't have to battle some of the diseases and things that they do in wetter climates in other parts of the country, and so we're able to offer these. But yes, it's there's a lot of good nutrients and vitamins in peaches, and they're extremely healthy. And in addition to tasting just great.
So speaking of taste, when somebody from Georgia comes and lands on your farm, what's the experience for them?
I want to see the fight.
Yeah, I want to see the fight.
They are so skeptical because it's like, you know, they're pretty proud of their Georgia. Not pretty proud. They are awesome proud of their Georgia peaches. And so they'll go out and they'll say, there is no way that these peaches can compare to Georgia. And they come back and it's like, these are good peaches. These are really good peaches. And I have one quick story to tell. We don't normally ever ship our peaches anywhere, but we had a call from a bride in Georgia who was getting married in Georgia, and it wasn't their peach season. We had the earliest peaches in the country, so she asked if we would ship a couple of boxes of peaches so she could serve peaches at her wedding. And we did that for her, but we don't do that for most people, just to let you know.
So but what it's a classic a story. Yeah. A Georgia bride had to borrow some Arizona peaches to cap off her wedding experience.
Yeah, we were pretty proud of that one.
You mentioned chemical free. Not that you would treat, they do a lot of mosquito treatment down there. That's one of the great things about Arizona. We don't have a lot of nearly the insect control a humid Georgia needs.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Makes it a little easier for that. The average peach has 35 to 50 calories, a source of vitamin A, C, high in fiber, potassium, and no fat. But the interesting thing is that it will trick you into thinking that you're fuller than you are, so you eat less.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. And well, a good peach has a lot of moisture in it. I mean, it just drips down your arm when you bite into it. And so it's all very filling. And one thing we do is we allow people to sample a peach once they're in the orchard and taste it, because we know when they taste them in the orchard, they're going to pick more than what they really, really wanted to pick that day, because they're just so darn good. But that's one of the benefits that you get when you come and you pick at an orchard, is that you're able to sample.
You also were talking about they don't care, again, because maybe some of it's the experience, the taste, but they're not as discriminating about if there's a bruise, if it's still a juicy, ripe peach.
That they're going to pick it. I mean, you know, a lot of times there might be a little blemish in it where a bird pecked at it very early in its life and something like that. And yes, a grocery store wouldn't accept that. They would reject that. There's nothing wrong with that peach. And when people are out in that field, they realize that and they know that, and they're just picking away and enjoying every peach on the tree. We get virtually all of our peaches picked off the trees. We don't have waste on the farm like that at all.
That's awesome. And it's important for us to know, too, that we have access to, because it's Arizona, and maybe it's not peach season, but they have access to your farm year-round.
They do. We're open every Thursday through Sunday from 8 until 4. So people can come out, they can pick in the garden, in the organic garden. They can go out to the petting zoo. They can walk around. We just finished our peach blossom celebration, which we do every year, where people can go and see the blossoms that are in the orchard. And so it's like you said earlier, it's just a pleasure. It's just candy for the senses to be able to get out there and be in the wide open spaces where it's just beautiful and quiet and peaceful and wonderful.
We're leaving winter. We're going into the spring season. But what's the story? But there's got to be a story behind the ice rink.
Carrie wanted to do ice skating on the farm. And so she found an ice skating rink about 3 years ago that we purchased. And so we set up, it's a big ice skating rink. It's like a 40 by 80 or 100 ice skating rink, and we rent a giant chiller that we bring in. So from early December until the middle of January, we have ice skating on the farm as well, and that just goes along with everything else.